And now we have this. Georgia Democrats are looking for a change, and Reverend Ralphie L. Warnock of Ebenezer Baptist Church could be the man to bring it. That's the position of DuBois Porter, the head of the state's Democratic Party. During a recent Sunday service, Warnock told his congregation he's considering a run for the U.S. Senate.
I'm going to go away for a few days in a quiet prayer retreat. I know you want me to hear from you, but I'm going to hear from the Lord. And then I'm going to come back and talk and hear you, and then we'll go together. Is that all right? I love you, family.
Warnock will return from his sabbatical soon, and as Johnny Kaufman reports, it might not matter if the religious leader's far from the favorite to win the Senate seat. Democrats think he can revive the party.
The result of the 2014 Senate race was disappointing to Georgia's Democrats, and that might be an understatement. Polls showed the race was a toss-up, but in the end, it wasn't close. Republican David Perdue beat Democrat Michelle Nunn by about 7%. Now, Reverend Raphael Warnock makes Democrats hopeful Georgia could really become a toss-up state.
His candidacy will be very exciting for us.
That's State Representative Carolyn Hughley from Columbus. The Democrat says it will be hard for Warnock to beat the man who might be Georgia's favorite politician.
Well, his biggest challenge is the fact that he'll be running against Jody Isaacson. That will be the biggest challenge for anyone.
For the last 22 years, Isaacson has attended the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday celebration at Warnock's Ebenezer Baptist Church. The senator says he wouldn't miss it, and he'll be back next year.
I'm doing everything I can to raise the money necessary to take the fight to whomever comes. I can't worry about who it is. I've got to worry about being prepared, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And with millions in the bank already, he's got a good start. Democrat Michael Thurmond took on Isaacson in 2010, and he has this advice for Warnock.
Get as much cash as you can, but this time is a little different because it is a presidential election year.
And here's where a sort of chicken or the egg scenario pops up. To win, Warnock will need support from the Democratic presidential candidate. How does he get that support? Well, he makes the Senate race competitive, says Thurmond.
So a viable Democratic candidate running in a competitive race would increase the likelihood or the probability that Georgia could become a battleground state.
But Warnock has something all Democratic presidential candidates want, the attention of African American voters. He's the pastor of what may be the most important African American church in U.S. history. And as a bonus, he's worked with black activists. Just ask Yoazir Beniftok. He's with the Atlanta group It's Bigger Than You, which is associated with the Black Lives Matter movement. He anticipates Warnock's continued support for their movement.
Up until now, Pastor Warnock has been behind us and with us.
And Beniftok says he expects Warnock will continue to listen while other politicians just pander.
Most of the young people at this time are taking an extremely low compromise or no compromise position. And there have been very few people who wanted to seriously get down to work, and a lot of people who want to cater to us and have us show up to their rallies and be excited and take pictures with us.
Democratic presidential candidates have struggled to connect with black activists, and they may come calling in the hope Warnock can be a bridge. He may also force Senator Isaacson to address issues important to the black community, like police brutality, says Michael Leo Owens. He teaches political science at Emory University.
We imagine that we see these two gentlemen having to debate one another, right? Where it's sort of front and center, and one would not be able to just sort of poo-poo issues that the other candidate brings up.
Owen says even if Warnock loses the race, the party is really looking for someone who will move Georgia closer to toss-up status.
This isn't rocket science here. The state Democratic Party clearly has to identify candidates who are not only judged to be smart and competent and all that sort of stuff, but who have some degree of charisma and excitement about them.
Warnock could be the guy. He hasn't even declared he's running yet. The election is more than a year away, and he already has the Democratic Party buzzing. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.